This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to Free Talk Live. This is the live Sunday night edition, and you're listening to Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
All right. And if you want to call in, you can do that at 855-450-3733. Bring up anything that's on your mind, because we'll talk to you about pretty much anything here on Free Talk Live. Our website, freetalklive.com, also allows you to kind of suggest show prep. We have a little Reddit integration there on the front page of the site that lets you put up your favorite stories. People will vote them up or down based on how much they like them, and you can often find really good content on there. Just if you're interested in freedom in general, good place to go for a little micro blog about freedom news stories. And let's go right back to the phones, because they're loaded up. First, I want to talk with Mark, who's also on Skype. Hey, Mark from EasyDNS. Welcome to Free Talk Live.
Hey, Stephanie. Hey, Brian. Hey, Mark. How's it going?
Good. Great. Hey, Mark. Great to hear from you.
Yeah, nice to be. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, of course. Now, EasyDNS, your company, you're the CEO of EasyDNS, right?
Yep.
Okay, and EasyDNS is a sponsor of Free Talk Live, and yep. you guys do domain names, web hosting, managed WordPress hosting, and a bunch of other things related to sort of website services. And right. So you had actually dropped us an email and said that you wanted to call in about the certain issue that I think you're about to bring up. Why don't you explain what's been going on?
Okay, sure. I mean, I just think it's pretty topical for the show. So we've always sort of taken pride in being the freedom of speech domain registrar, and the domain registrar that sort of stands up for our registrants' rights. And one of those positions is, we used to say, we wouldn't take down a domain name without a court order, unless it was a clear case of network abuse, spam, botnets, malware, that kind of thing. Those kinds of things, we felt justified in doing summary takedowns, but we said beyond that, if you want us to take down a domain that we're not already inclined to take down, you had to go get a court order. And we actually...
Just a point of clarification here. If you're not familiar with how website domain names work... A domain name is basically a human memorable and human readable thing that you can type into your little URL box and go to a website. But really what a domain name is more like the DNS system, you could say, is like a telephone book for the Internet, right? That's how Ian likes to explain it. It basically just tells your computer where to go, head to this page, right?
Right. HTTP. I mean, we call it the dial tone of the Internet. So,
yeah.
You know, my 30-second spiel on DNS has always been, you know, before you can send an email, hit a web page, get an instant message, you know, download a file. Before any of that happens, a couple of computers have to have a really fast conversation that takes a few milliseconds, and that's called a DNS lookup. Mm. And without those DNS lookups, you disappear off the Internet. Just nothing happens.
Mm. So you are actually, or companies like EasyDNS are actually the ones who are responsible for taking down domain names that maybe a court would order it taken down. So like, you know, something that was, I don't know, doing something criminal or not criminal, maybe just infringing
annoying
on so-called intellectual property or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, there's a number of reasons why, they go to either the domain registrar, which are the guys that sort of keep your domain name registered in the registry. They can take it out of the registry.
Mm-hmm.
And then the DNS provider is actually running the name servers that are answering questions about your domain. And then you can go to the DNS provider and say, stop answering questions for these domains. And, you know, a company like ours, we're both, and a lot of companies are both. Some are one and just the other. So, but that's, you know, it's not just copyright takedowns. There's, you know, WikiLeaks was a famous one that was pressured to be taken down by the State Department back in 2010.
Oh, yeah.
Sure. Pirate Bay commonly gets taken down all over the world.
About once a month, yeah.
Yeah.
Who was actually responsible for, who was WikiLeaks' domain registered through? Do you know about that?
Oh, that was a, I mean, that was a huge thing because it was registered with another company called EveryDNS at the time. And they took down WikiLeaks DNS entries, and someone somewhere made a typo and said EasyDNS killed WikiLeaks. And it just unleashed a gigantic backlash on the internet.
Ouch. Isn't that crazy? Because you guys are really liberty-oriented. I mean, you really are.
Yeah, we are. And actually, that was the event that kind of polarized us into that sort of stance. Because what ended up happening at near, you know, that whole WikiLeaks thing got us sucked in. And then some people came to us and said, well, what if we, you know, we're going to bring WikiLeaks to your system. Will you take them on? And we said, well, yeah, of course we'll bring them on. And so the .org never made it on because it got caught up in limbo. But for a while there, at the end of that whole episode, the whole crescendo was then, you know, their backup site, WikiLeaks.ch and WikiLeaks.nl, ended up coming on to our name servers during that whole fiasco.
Tremendous. Thanks for that.
It was just, yeah, it was just a crazy episode in history. But, you know, so that was one of the more famous ones. There was a case a few months ago where, a domain registrar took down a Mexican sort of anti-government, like whistleblower site because
that's disturbing.
Asked them to. Yeah, it was like purely politically.
What's your question, Mark?
Well, okay, so we had an episode this week where we took down a domain without a court order, and it wasn't a network abuse thing.
You tyrant.
Yeah, I know. So that's what we, you know, we wanted to put it out there for the question. It was an online pharmacy, and the FDA complained to ICANN.
Now, you guys are based out of Canada, right?
We are, yeah.
Okay.
We're in Toronto, but ICANN is it's a U.S. corporation, but they're supposed to be international. They're based in the U.S., and they accredit all the registrars. And then VeriSign runs the actual .com registry, which is a U.S. entity. But so the FDA went to ICANN and said somebody ordered a controlled substance over the Internet from a website that was registered through EasyDNS and on EasyDNS name servers. And unfortunately, that person died.
Oh.
And, the special agent from the FDA, you know, said, I have personally investigated this claim. I find it to be credible. I want to ask that ICANN do something about it. You know, I would like this website to be taken offline. It took us several weeks to find out about this through kind of a various comedy of errors. But when we finally found out about it, you know, we got on the phone to ICANN compliance. We got on the phone to, they were pretty ambivalent about the whole thing. We got on the phone to the FDA special agent.
He wasn't ambivalent.
No, he was actually a really nice guy. I mean, he completely, and he's read my blog. He goes, I know you're like this libertarian, anti-government guy, you know, freedom of speech. I get that. You know, I'm asking for your help here. Somebody died, and we want this site taken offline. And we did it. The next day we unplugged the site and we modified our terms of service to say that if you're operating an online pharmacy, you have to be able to produce a valid pharmacy license for every country you're shipping into in order to use our service.
First of all, I want to say I can really see why. Like, if I were in your position, I think I would feel really uncomfortable about hosting or supporting someone's, you weren't hosting the website, I guess, but about registering this domain name that is associated with a pharmacy that's killing people, of course. But doesn't this decision kind of turn you into an agent of the FDA? Like, you're kind of policing now online pharmacies that want to register domains through EasyDNS, or are you basically just trying to make it onerous to do so that you don't get any customers who are online pharmacies because you don't want to deal with it?
You know, it's probably a bit of, you know, all of the above. I mean, we, you know, because the backdrop of all this was, you know, we were sort of having a friendly debate with a private company called two private entities that were trying to get registrars to take down quote-unquote rogue pharmacy domains, right? LegitScript and NAPD have been sort of pressuring registrars for for a long time saying you've got to take down rogue pharmacies and here's a list of pharmacies.
Yeah, Mark, you know, we're short on time. Hold the line if you've got more. I kind of want to talk about this a little bit more. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. Do you agree with these EDNS takedown of this online pharmacy? Call in, 855-4.
Crashed, The Death of the Dollar. It's a hot new novel that has a lot of people talking. It explores what our government's reaction to a U.S. currency collapse would be. And when the government nationalizes all supply chains in an effort to keep order, the sentiment voiced towards such a tyranny is, we're not picking the fight. The government already did that. We'll just be fighting back for a change. This is a great book, but don't take my word for it. Look at the reviews on Amazon. Bernie says, Crash is a really terrifying trip. It is thought-provoking. It makes you wonder, what if? Could this happen? Gary Jones adds, this is an excellent book. It is also a little scary because it could very well be true. I hope it's fiction, and Julia Moffat calls it a gripping read and the most exciting, insightful book this year. Crash is a fast-paced read that has two-thirds of its Amazon reviewers calling for a sequel. This book is totally worth your time. It's well-researched, liberty-oriented, realistic, gripping, and gritty. Do yourself a favor and don't miss this one. Get your copy at Amazon. Crashed, The Death of the Dollar by William Cooper. This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. It's the live Sunday night show. And tonight it's me, Stephanie, here.
And Brian.
And Mark.
Our website, freetalklive.com, and our phone number, 855-450-3733. That spells 855-450, the word free, as in Free Talk Live.
Get a free pound of coffee by going to coffee.freetalklive.com.
Speaking of free,
It's great coffee, too. It's shade-grown, 100% organic, and top 1% grade Arabica beans. So, if you are if you like coffee, these are the things you want to hear when it comes to good coffee. But BuzzBox Coffees, it's competitively priced with other high-end coffees, but they do something that other coffee producers don't seem to care anything for. They've set up a program that allows people around the world to buy into their coffee co-op. Wherever they've got farms, they allow them to buy in. And it's the real fair trade. Rather than sort of a fair trade, which basically ends up to be a coffee production union, they help poor people have their own little coffee farm. And I think that's incredibly valuable. It's one of the reasons we've teamed up with BuzzBox Coffee. So get your free pound, sign up for their subscription. And if you keep on getting the subscription, for every 10 people that we are able to recruit, another person is able to get a microloan through BuzzBox Coffee. And we want to help families this way. Go get the coffee you normally drink. Well, it's not the same coffee that you normally drink. You drink coffee. Now drink better coffee. Get that coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com.
Better all around. Okay, let's go right back to the phones. We were talking with Mark. He's the CEO of EasyDNS, a domain name registrar, and they recently took down the domain of an online pharmacy website without a court order, which was contrary to their previous policy. But they did it because this pharmacy apparently sold a bad drug to someone that killed them, and now they've changed their policy, and they got a call from the FDA, who was kind of breathing down their neck. Now, Mark, what I'm curious about is, have you received any basically criticism for this? Like, have the the libertarians, free speech people kind of gotten on your case about it?
You know, not so much. There was one negative comment left on the blog post when we blogged about it on Friday. Someone said, your free speech posturing kind of loses its luster if you change your policy retroactively. I can understand that comment.
I think there would be a lot of liberty-minded people that would say, these pharmacies would have to be licensed. And I think a lot of people, guys like Stossel will do specials about this sort of thing where, the licensing thing is ridiculous and it's anti-freedom and all that.
Yeah, pharmaceutical drugs kill people left and right, even when they're from licensed vendors. And so the safety aspect here, really?
right. But, if you got a criticism like that, Mark, what would you say to them?
Well, what we did say to that person is, it's one thing when a private company asks us to take down domain names for nebulous, unspecified reasons, okay? Like LegitScript or NAPB. It's something else when the FDA, who has the power to criminally indict us, asks us to take down a website because someone died from using their product. Yes, they can, they will get a court order. They're asking us to do it before they get a court order because they feel that time is of the essence. Now, we feel that those situations are a little different in, you have to make a judgment call somewhere between those lines, and that's what we decided to do, considering that this was, not a private entity, an extra or quasi non-government agency telling us to do something, which we always dig in our heels and resist against, or, sort of push back against, but a government agency, with a credible...
I'm sure it's scary to have these government agencies who are wielding tremendous amounts of power on your case. I imagine...
It's your business, and you got to do what you've got to do to preserve the business.
There's risk assessment. If I was running this business, I'm going to say, is this worth the risk to me? And it's my business, my shot to call, and if I didn't like the risk, I don't do it, and there is nothing wrong with that.
And that's one of the points that we made, that it's perfectly... within free market ideals for a private company to say, this is our risk rewards, scenario on this situation. Do we want to be criminally indicted or barred from traveling to the U.S. ever again? Or,
Yeah, it is your company, and you're a private company, and you can choose which clients you want to work with. I wholeheartedly agree with that. That's a fundamental right that you have. I mean, I do kind of worry that it could become a slippery slope, but then again, it really, you're the boss, essentially.
It's absolutely a slippery slope. I mean, we've commented on that. I said I'm in the market for a good pair of soccer cleats now because, you know, it's funny because the same day that this happened, we got a request from the Mumbai Police Department about something else. We got a request from the England Cricket Association, and we even got a request from the City of London, England, intellectual property crime unit, who we've been having an ongoing battle with for months, just sending us a notice of criminality. Just that's all it, you know, this is a notice of criminality of one of your domains, and you should, you know, reevaluate your relationship.
So you've been dealing with this on a consistent basis, and...
I mean, and in those cases, you know, we reply back, we say, you know, to the IPCU, it's like, okay, you know, we are eagerly awaiting the outcome of an actual legal process. We're happy to comply with any warrants, subpoena, court order, anything like that. But, you know, what's a notice of criminality? It's nothing. It's, you know.
I imagine some people may be attracted to a company like EasyDNS to register their domains. If you're kind of promoting yourselves on free speech grounds, you may attract some unsavory clients or undesirable clients that you may have to just draw boundaries with and say, look, we don't want your business, you know, it's too much of a risk to us. But, Mark, we've got actually a call on the line from a former narcotics officer who has some questions for you. If you want to talk to him, I'll bring him on the air.
Sure, yeah, bring him on.
All right, let's bring on Tom in Maryland, and hopefully this works out because Tom is on the phone lines and Mark is on Skype. Tom, are you with us?
Yes, ma'am, I am. Thank you for taking my call. I'll ask my questions quickly, and then I'll leave with a comment.
Sure.
I want to ask the gentleman what documents in support of the agent's claim did he request, if any? Secondly, what did he do if the documents were produced to screen their veracity? Number three, what statistical research, if any, did he or his company do to determine the true danger of online pharmacies in relation to other businesses and the products that they sell online? And my comment is simply this. If your answer to the above is no to the questions that I just asked you, I urge you to rethink your appropriateness in making business decisions and policy changes, because otherwise you're making those decisions, those major decisions that cost you money, I'm sure, based not in fact, but in emotion.
Tom, yeah, thank you for your comment. I'll let Mark respond. Mark, did you hear, were you able to hear the questions?
Yeah, I got all of them.
And thanks, Tom, for the call.
To the first point, we did not ask for... We did not force them to get a court order.
Yep, 30 seconds, by the way.
Okay, so we didn't get them to get a court order. They, you know, in as many words, they were saying, we're asking for your help. Yes, we can get a court order, but we really want this site down sooner than later.
Mm-hmm.
Two, we did look into the, you know, that this person was really an FDA agent.
You did some research, yeah.
You know that he is. He's actually quite well known.
Mark, we're out of time. Thank you for calling in tonight.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro EM1 from Terraganics.
Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You're listening to the live Sunday night show with me, Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
Taking down your domain names left and right. No, just kidding.
No way.
We just had a really interesting call with Mark from EasyDNS about the domain name takedown. And, you know, he got some, he got his feet held to the fire by the caller Tom, who was questioning him about, you know, really, did he verify these claims by this FDA agent?
I really appreciate a CEO coming out in front of a situation like that.
Yeah, that's
there's
good
a lot
PR.
To be said for that.
I think he's in a difficult situation. You know, I really can relate to him. You know, because sometimes you do just get these undesirable clients that you don't want to work with that are just too risky and too costly. And I mean, I can really find a lot of sympathy in the argument that at the end of the day, it's his private business and he can choose who he wants to work with. He doesn't necessarily need their $10 a year, right?
And Brian was pointing out the risk assessment aspect. Look, there are rules that the FDA lays out of sort of you're not allowed to use language that might be considered offensive in the community. Now, they're not clear what offensive is, and they're not clear what community they're talking about. But what we found is that if there's a complaint and for whatever reason, you know, they decide that it's worth the trouble to go and find somebody, that they can do that. But, you know, the general rule is there's the seven dirty words, right? And then one of those dirty words is just a repeat of the word. And then another one has been used pretty regularly. So you're now down to like five or something like that. What I understand, there's like four that you can't use. But we have a larger array of words we just prefer you not use on Free Talk Live because of risk assessment reasons. It's just like, look, we're on news talk stations. We're not on the morning chucklehead show. And, you know, those shows, they can use all the little code names.
Wait a minute. We're not on the morning chucklehead show.
That's very good. And then the rooster said, cock-a-doodle-doo. Right. You know, that kind of nonsense, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, that's not what we do. So we limit sort of things that people can say, words that they can use. There's much better words to use. And that's a risk assessment.
You call this a liberty-minded show,
right.
And
exactly
you won't let me say the S word?
That's exactly
what's
right.
I'm at a loss for words. The ethics that are just getting tossed out the window right now.
I think it ends up kind of being the best of both words because those words do make it onto the podcast recording of the show. So podcast listeners can still hear them.
Sure.
And we haven't had too many
complaints. If you're listening to Free Talk Live to hear cuss words, you're listening to the wrong show.
Yeah, it's true. It is true. Although I honestly think that shows are better with uncensored language. Like, I actually enjoy podcasts where, not where every other word is, you know, some cuss word or whatever, but words where you can express yourself authentically,
yeah.
And even if that means using a swear word, like Brian's show,
I was just going to say that. You can go to Sovereign Tech, SOVRYNTech.com, or SovereignTech.ninja. Ooh. And you can hear it's totally uncensored.
All right. 855-450-FREE is our phone number. 855-450-3733 here on Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that's on your mind. And Mark, did you have a message for us? Before we go to the phones?
Yeah, sure. We were talking about Bitcoins, and I want to tell you how to get your own Bitcoin account. Now, in the Bitcoin world, they call this a wallet, but it's essentially an online account. It's completely free, and you can get it through blockchain.info.
And before you start thinking about account, like, oh, do I have to give my address and my social security number? No, you just basically go to a website.
It can be completely anonymous through blockchain.info. And they've got a brand new app for the smartphone, for the new Android. Actually, it's for the iOS platform,
too. Yes, it's now for iOS as well.
So you can go there, get the new app. Now, the best place to get the new app is blockchain.com. That way you don't have to try to navigate the site and look for it. Blockchain.com will take you right there. But, blockchain.info, it's the biggest Bitcoin site on the internet, and it's got all kinds of tools. Go there, take a look around.
You'll see why.
Yeah, and you'll see why pretty quickly.
All right, let's go to the phones at 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live. The Pro XPN toll-free call-in lines, and talk to Carl in New Jersey. He wants to talk about windmills. Hey, Carl, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Well, windmills. They want to build a windmill farm off Atlantic City at a cost of $188 million. And the federal
That's a lot of money.
And the federal government gave them a $47 million grant. They hope to get more from the federal government. The BPU of New Jersey, they're against it, and I think they're right, because they don't want to raise their electric rate. Now, this fisherman's group that wants
What's the BPU of New Jersey?
Yeah, a Board of Public Utilities. They're against it because they don't want to raise their rates up high.
Windmill, it's going to raise your rates. Is that the bottom line?
Yeah, isn't the point of windmills to lower the rates because they provide cheaper electricity?
Well, when you're putting them 2.8 miles out in the ocean, I guess not. And the other thing is, it's a fisherman's group that want to build it, but they're in partnership with a shaky Chinese group, and the wind turbines are going to be built in China. And I would like them, hey, why don't you just build them on the marshes off New Jersey, not 2.8 miles out in the ocean. And like any, say a business, you build a business, and now you're going to say, well, we can sell you these kilowatt hours for 8 cents. Oh, great, that's cheaper than what we're paying. But I don't know. Well, here's one thing they never say. They never say it'll give you lower rates, but they'll say this. You can't put a price on clean air. They'll say that. Now, I read on New Yeah. Yeah.
You know, the environmental racket with windmills.
As if New Jersey has clean air.
Right, right. Yeah, the Garden State. Yeah, right. But the racket of environmentalism with windmills in the ocean. Okay, on land, right, maybe a different story, but in the ocean is a farce because these things are positively dangerous to indigenous, you know, species, sea species, fish, whatever, out there. It creates artificial coral reefs, essentially, that were never there before and just instantly come into, I mean, this messes with biodiversity like there's no tomorrow. It is the worst idea environmentally, and they sell it as environmental, which is the worst.
Environmentalism sounds like a total guise for just, oh, we wanted this sweet government contract, and we want to be able to charge people more for these. And
right, but they're lying.
Yeah.
Because they're killing the fish.
It's to enrich entrenched companies that are in bed with the government, basically, right?
Right. Well, I'm sure these, you know, any of these groups that gets the big money always give to the campaigns of the officials. Now, I read on up about New Hampshire. I think they want you to have 25% green energy by 2025. But then I was reading some of the wind farm projects up where you are. They've shut them projects down. They're not going to build them either.
I'm not too familiar with...
A windmill farm in Leinster, which I've seen, and I think these things are beautiful, elegant, you know, windmills going, doing their thing over there.
But those are not in the ocean.
No, these are on land. Different story.
Yeah, those are definitely
on
land.
Hills.
And as far as I'm concerned, when it comes to your windmills, you should be able to, you know, build your windmill on your land. I mean, it obviously, if they're going to make a bunch of noise, they have to be a reasonable distance from people's houses. But you should be able to build windmills on your land, and then you should be able to sell power to the power grid.
You should be able to build windmills on your land. That is like the key is you're taking responsibility for the cost of building the windmill and also reaping the benefits of it. I think you should be able to sell, if you want to build windmills on your property, you should be able to sell that electricity to other people and offset the cost.
In some areas you can do that. You can feed the energy back to the electric companies.
But in some places you can't. Right. And I think, you know, people are, like, being on the grid and not being self-sufficient with respect to energy is an area that interests a lot of people because, really, if you are depending on someone else for your electric power, some people don't feel comfortable with that. You know, what do you do if they just cut you off all of a sudden? And do you really want to be paying them every month for the rest of your life if you want power? So it's definitely an interesting issue. And any more comments, Mark? Did you have something to say?
Yeah, I guess I'm. You know, you should be able to build windmills on your land if that's what you want to do. And I do think that clean energy, you know, these windmill energy, the solar energy, you know, these kind of things, you know, growing algae, whatever it is you want to do, I think it's better than the fossil fuels. And I think that there's a premium on energy for that reason. But the marketplace should decide what that premium is.
Carl, thank you for calling in tonight. Thank you for your thoughts. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. Windmills, nest being hacked, or whatever's on your mind, bring it up. It's the Sunday Show Live, 855-450-FREE. More coming up.
Stop harming your body with coffee from grocery stores or most chains. Start making a difference one cup at a time. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer you a free pound of BuzzBox coffee. It's organic, so no harmful pesticides or toxins. Shade grown, meaning less acidity and no heartburn. Try the best of the best for free. Just cover shipping. 10% of future purchases go toward helping us give the gift of human freedom around the globe with at least 100 microloans via World Vision. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com.
In a far future universe, Earth's fleet is shattered, rife with guerrilla warfare, interspecies diplomacy, and full-scale interstellar combat. Humanity is about to face its Trial by Fire. Trial by Fire, book two in the Tales of a Terran Republic, sequel to the national best-selling and award-winning Fire with Fire by distinguished professor and author Charles Gannon. Get it now from Amazon through shop.freetalklive.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturing
manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Hi, Sunday Night Show. With me, Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
And, of course, this is the Sunday edition, but Free Talk Live is a daily show. It's on 7 nights a week from 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time right here. And you can stream the show through the website at freetalklive.com. If you're on a mobile phone, m.freetalklive.com is a great way to get to a page where you can just click a button and it'll start streaming as long as you have an Internet connection. Or you can use the listen lines. Actually, we were just telling a friend of ours today about the listen lines who wanted to listen to Free Talk Live tonight live in his car as he was driving home. And the listen lines, of course, are a phone number that you can call to hear Free Talk Live or the stream of the Liberty Radio Network, which is a 24/7 podcast network full of Liberty shows. If you want to find out what those numbers are, just go to listen.freetalklive.com and they're listed right there on that page.
Yeah, I find those numbers to be very useful when I'm traveling. I don't, you know, it seems like my phone's always dropping out. I don't, you know, for
sometimes
me,
a phone connection works way better than a data connection.
That's right. And
more reliable. You
know, much more likely, less likely to drop a telephone call than sort of a data stream. So I just use the telephone and it connects right through the car stereo in my the Prius that my wife has and that I tend to travel in mostly. And it's really great.
Listen.freetalklive.com to get access to that. All right, we go right to the phones at 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live, the Pro-XPN toll-free call-in line. Let's talk to Crichton. Crichton, thank you for your patience, first of all. And you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
How's it going, guys?
Doing great tonight. Yeah, good to hear from you.
I was going to comment about a previous caller's question about property rights in a libertarian environment. But I have to address the whole easy DNS takedown thing.
Okay.
Yeah, tell us your thoughts.
Well, it's true enough that he has the right to to do business with whoever he wants. But don't forget that he also made a promise. And he, if he actually ended up with a pharmacy that was selling tainted products, then he didn't do his due diligence. And by doing it the way he did, I think it's a breach of trust. I think you should have manned up
this guy.
He made the promise that he would not take down a website on his DNS without a court order unless it was in a violation of one of the pre-existing lists. Now, he could have put that on his pre-existing list and informed his client that they're going to have to go elsewhere immediately. But he should have still followed through and made them get a court order. Because if somebody really died and there was really evidence that it was because of this pharmacy, they could have got a court order in hours. A court order is not like a warrant. It's just a statement by a court. It doesn't rise to that level. And he makes this claim on the website that unless you're doing these things, we won't take it down without a court order. But then he proves that it's not true. So it's a breach of trust.
Okay, so I agree that what I think he's doing, what I think Mark's doing is he's putting this out there to sort of get feedback. And I think that your feedback's valuable. One thing I would say is that I don't think somebody who's getting $10 a year from you has any due diligence when it comes to researching a customer. I mean, how deeply do I have to research a customer who spends $10 a year with me? I'd say that then gives me the ability to sort of slough them off if I don't need them.
Yeah,
maybe,
in my business,
but don't make that promise.
I hear you. I think that's I think it's a stinging critique, and it's something that he has to consider, but also consider when one takes a liberty stand in a business that one's treading new ground. One's trying to figure things out.
Yeah.
And how is a business with somebody who believes in the ideas of human liberty going to function? And yeah, a business is going to have to evolve. I don't know whether it evolved better or worse. And I think that's probably one of the things that Mark wants to hear is sort of, how do we do here? What do you think we should be doing?
I think there's a lot more to the story. And I believe, I don't know, but I believe that Mark, after taking this client on over a period of time, had come to believe that the pharmacy that he had taken on as a client was illegitimate. And that's why he was so willing to listen to a sweet-talking federal agent from another country and believe him. So if he didn't have personal reason to suspect this to be the case, would a liberty-leaning person do that? I don't know anyone that would have stepped it on faith. So there's probably more to this than the story than ECI. But he should have been proactive. He should have made his rule changes on the website and then told his client he would have to take his business elsewhere as soon as the term was up. He shouldn't have just folded without the court order because it's so easy to get a court order. It's such a simple thing. It's not even a high bar.
Creighton, I appreciate what you're saying. I think, but you're also highlighting the fact that this is perhaps for Mark, I don't know, but this might be kind of new ground.
That's
exactly my point. It is new ground. We're actually talking about what property rights would look like in a libertarian world. Because if we had a libertarian world, this could not have happened. Only his promise would have mattered. And in a libertarian world, this would have destroyed him.
Well, this pharmacy could always get, what is it, 10 cents worth of Namecoin and register their whatever domain, deadlydrugs.bit, and, then people could buy it through there and there's nothing that's able to stop them.
And that's another thing. The government is a market. There's always demand for government. As Mark pointed out earlier in the show, people demand government, and the FDA is serving a function. They're serving a risk assessment function so that the general public doesn't have to do it. So they don't have to have a buyer beware for personal drugs. That's why that government has that demand. People expect that. But in a libertarian world, that would not be possible from government.
Well, it wouldn't be possible from government. You would have people who gave out certifications, and they would then govern what the people that got their certification would have. So,
you know, it's interesting because I was immediately thinking of last week during the show, we did a live read for modup.net, which sells modafinil through their website. And they said, you know, the live read states that they are a sponsor of Reddit's third-party nootropics testing project. So I actually went to Reddit and I checked out their nootropics wiki, where they've compiled a huge amount of data about different nootropics, which are substances that are claimed to enhance your cognitive function, whether it's memory or alertness or whatever, being able to function on little sleep and so forth. And they actually have a number of warnings about different online pharmacies that say, look, don't buy from this website. This appears to be selling illegitimate drugs that are not what they claim to be. People have been hurt. And so there is sort of a...
ModUp's not one of those.
No. ModUp right. was not one of those that was warned about, just to be clear. But Reddit does, keep data that's based on, a group of... It's basically peer-to-peer or crowdsourced data where people put out reviews of different websites. And, I mean, that's already happening even in a world where we do have the FDA. So clearly there's still a demand for the knowledge about where are good sources of different drugs and substances and which ones are safe and which ones are going to hurt you. People still want to know that information, even in a world with an FDA, because the FDA is not completely solving that problem.
And the Consumer Reports has been doing this for decades, the exact kind of thing. Not for drugs, of course, but for products.
Vitamins and
we're a private organization. Yet, people don't go to their website. They go to the government. They expect protection. They assume that it's already there. If they find a product being sold in a legal institution, they expect that they're protected by the government and they're watching over them. And that's
Mark has learned this, and he is going to a third party site now that is not the FDA, but it's like Legit Meds or something like that, which is
Legit Scripts that verifies online pharmacies.
Right. So now he's learned, okay, I'm going to, if they're not here, I'm not putting them here. And
yeah, he's doing his own due diligence. But I mean, just going back to the idea that people expect the FDA to keep them safe, I agree with that, Crichton. But I think it's an erroneous assumption because look at what happened with Vioxx. Look at the number of deaths that happen every year from pharmaceutical drugs that are approved by the FDA. Even though they've gone through rigorous testing and so forth, they can still be misused or people just have bad reactions to them, and they do nothing to protect food. I mean, look at all the salmonella and spinach and peanut butter, and they're not keeping you safe.
Well, hang on. Let me address that, too. Because, yes, the FDA makes mistakes. The FDA is made up of people. People make errors for either because they make an error or because they have a personal interest in doing so. But that's not the point. The same thing can happen to Consumer Reports, although there's no evidence that's actually happened. I mean, it could.
Well, 20 seconds, Freddie.
These institutions can't exist. He made a promise, and it's his promise that establishes his reputation. He should not have broken that trust. He should have made him.
I hear you, Crichton. We're out of time.
Hi, Chuck Woldery here. I don't know about you, but I don't like taking pills for minor arthritis pain, and I don't like those patches either. But I have found something that works, Australian Dream Arthritis Pain Relief Cream. It's a great product. It doesn't smell or burn, isn't greasy, and it works. And Australian Dream has an empty jar guarantee. You can use the whole jar, and if you're not happy, you get your money back. But I doubt you'll send it back. This stuff really works. Australian Dream is now available at Target or your favorite retail store.
Lots of things change in life. Here's one thing that hasn't. For over 20 years, Lumber Liquidators has been the home of unbelievable flooring deals. And right now, those deals are even better. Take your pick of gorgeous pre-finished hardwoods like cherry, oak, and hickory for an incredible $149 a square foot. Plus, loads of major hardwood flooring brands at a crazy 40% off. Even get great deals on laminate, bamboo, and vinyl floors. So go to LumberLiquidators.com today to find the store nearest you. Special 12-month financing available. But hurry, the sale ends Tuesday.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.